After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
AfterBuzz TV, starting place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
Bonjour, welcome to Women's Wrestling Weekly, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, aka the Canadian Assassin. Evan T. Mac is out. He'll be back next time. But that doesn't stop us from having an amazing show. We're going to have a star of the week as well as some poll questions. And obviously, we have nothing but amazing guests every single week, and this week is no different. She is the former NWA champion. She is the governor's daughter. We have WOW superstar Abilene Maverick. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me. And we like to go under the moniker superhero.
Ooh, at WOW. Superhero.
Yes.
So let's get in it. So WOW's going to be debuting on Access Television January 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern. I did get to see you perform live. What was that whole experience like?
Oh my gosh. So it's really cool because the whole production, I feel like, is on another level. People who were not familiar with WOW or even with GLOW, so people who aren't really familiar with like the wrestling world, they were like, well, you know, is this like a TV production or is it like the indie thing? Mm-hmm. And this is full blown TV production. Of course, you said you saw it live, so you understand this.
Yes.
It is like top notch. There's smoke. There's like, you know, these lights and like pyro type machines. And it's just, it's really cool. It definitely has that vibe that like Lucha Underground has. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely a prettier take, I think, on it.
Yeah.
You know, a little more like on the feminine side, I guess you could say, with like bright colors and everything. But oh my gosh, it really takes your breath away, especially on camera, because now that we've seen back some of the footage, it's just like amazing.
It's so funny because I believe Mark Bonnet, who is part of Lucha Underground, is also helping WOW, and I did see the live performances, but what I didn't see and what I'm eager to see is kind of the vignettes in between and how you're going to weave the storylines together. So I'm really excited to see that because I'm guessing that's going to be on top notch as well.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I think that is probably my favorite part. Of course, I love wrestling, do not get me wrong, but we are the only wrestling company that lets the real life situations and the things happening outside of the ring, mm-hmm, culminate inside of the ring. And that's what leads to these matches. So the audience at home who gets to view all these like behind the scenes vignettes and promos and things like that, behind the scenes look at our lives.
Right.
I think that's going to be the coolest part because it's almost teetering on that reality show vibe.
Right.
But it ends in wrestling, so like that's what's really cool, is it's totally different than how everyone else is packaging their shows.
Yeah, it's almost like I guess Total Divas, but it's the wrestling. Like Total Divas is more the reality and you might see part of a match, but this is like you're gonna see the reality and then the full match on top of that and how everything kind of culminates.
Yeah, and that's how I've explained it to a lot of like my friends and family, because they're not like wrestling people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them do watch Total Divas or Total Bellas and things, and I'm like, imagine those arguments and things that they have outside of the ring, like,
right,
when they're in like Cabo or, you know, whatever. I was like, now imagine that issue leading to a match. You know, I was like, that's what we do. And then we show you the match. And so I was like, that's what's cool about it.
Yeah, the matches have been really good. So you've been wrestling since you were about 18 years old. How's wrestling changed from when you started to now?
Oh my God. It literally is night and day. I feel like I beat a dead horse when I say this, because I'm just like, oh my God, it's just so different. But it really is. When I began, I was the only female in my wrestling training facility. And I think that was for the first year that I was training, because I almost trained solid for like a year and a half, almost 2 years before, mm-hmm, I got on the road. In the first year before Jordynne Grace came along, I was the only female. It was nothing but guys. And I would literally drive to these shows in the middle of nowhere or whatever, hours away, just hoping to have like a 5-minute match or hoping to be a valet. And 9 times out of 10, I didn't even get paid.
Oh, wow.
That happened for like a year or two. And then all of a sudden I was like, something's got to give here. So then I kind of became a little more, I guess, business savvy, because I didn't realize how much of that it took.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to just start negotiating your prices. You have to start negotiating your matches. And we were allowed to start doing that. And then it's just snowballed since then. Over the past decade, women went from begging to be on matches to main eventing and having pay-per-views and now having a weekly episodic wrestling show, you know?
Which is crazy. Now, also, yeah. The start of your career kind of went when you, a couple years ago, you became the youngest and longest reigning NWA champion. Is there any talk of, you know, trying to reclaim that title soon?
Maybe. I definitely have, I've really maintained a great relationship with the NWA. I think a lot of that is because Dave Lagana has been one of my biggest supporters for years and years and years. He was actually the reason I got the opportunity I did with Impact Wrestling to do that pay-per-view. He was like the person that was like, we've got to bring her in. You know, this girl right here is money. He got me that opportunity, which was amazing. And we kept in contact after that. And he is such an advocate for raw talent. And he's such an advocate for women's wrestling. So I do believe that there's a future there. And what's kind of fun is I've actually been teetering on some, you know, I guess, quarrels or some heat.
Okay.
With Jeff. Which is, you know, kind of exciting. It's not even with the NWA directly, but it's been at like Booker T's Reality of Wrestling in Houston. And then also over in Austin and, you know, some like local places. And I'm kind of interested to see if that takes off, because that would be nice.
I know, it's crazy because we spoke to Jazz, I believe a week or two after All In. And she was just talking about how, because she held the title and she was just talking about how, you know, there was no match for them. And, you know, I think then maybe a couple weeks later, they booked it with Jazz and Penelope Ford. And, you know, I think it was just amazing to witness and just be a part of that discussion. So definitely look at NWA, especially when with the All In it as well. That whole thing was crazy.
I know. I saw it live. I went because Jordan Grace is still one of my best friends. And I just had to see her live. So I actually went to see her, you know, on the show, because she was in the Battle Royal they had. And then also I'm friends with Chelsea Green, and I wanted to see her, you know, in the match. And it was just, and Tessa Blanchard as well. Like, it was just really cool to, like, see all of that and be there. And just, I mean, it was history in the making. It's so cool seeing all of these changes happening in wrestling, where now people are starting to challenge those big name companies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, yes, about time.
I know. And it's so crazy. You know, we're currently in the second season of Women's Wrestling Weekly. And maybe because I pay attention to women's wrestling more, it's so interesting to see how a lot of the women are connected. You know, I might interview one person, but then realize that they're friends with five other girls. And it's just so amazing to see. And even with WOW, when I saw it, there's quite a few girls who weren't on WOW previously that they got signed. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, we interviewed all these people. And it's just nice to see women doing great things and then also afforded the opportunities. And there are promotions that create the opportunities as well for women and men. But there's so many women wrestlers out there, which is amazing.
I know. It's really cool. It's such a web. I almost posted something the other day to be kind of like a little bit tongue in cheek. But I wanted to just be like, be careful of like what you do and what you say. It's on it's on Facebook. It's an all women wrestling private page that we have. So you can kind of put whatever you want in there for other women wrestlers. We all communicate in that way. And I almost wrote in there, like, be careful of like how you act and what you say, because we are, it's like a web. We're all intermingled in some way.
Right.
And I'm a very inclusive person. I'm very private with my home life. So a lot of people don't know who I'm friends with, because I don't really post with them or anything like that. It's just for like, you know, cause I know I'm friends with, you know, like we keep everything kind of private. And that's the thing, is sometimes like people will slip up and say something and I'm like,
yeah, 2 degrees of separation, especially with social media.
Yeah.
So now you were part of WOW. I guess you were part of WOW for a long time, over 6 years, I believe. And you had you were a tag team with Candice LeRae, who is now signed with NXT. What is that kind of when you see girls? I don't know if the right word's moving on, but when other opportunities are afforded to other wrestlers that you know, like what is that feeling behind it? Because all the work is involved. You mentioned that you did a lot of, you know, you were on the road and you would get there and you may or may not get paid and all this other stuff. Like just seeing, you know, friends of yours also, you know, making it.
So I don't know, maybe there's something wrong with me or what it is, but I don't get jealous over these things. I think because I know how much like sacrifice goes into it. I know a lot of it is right time, right place. A lot of it is just, you know, how hard you're working, what you're doing. So to me, it's so exciting. Like, I think it's so cool because that isn't the, like NXT and WWE is not the only avenue for people anymore, especially for women to make a name for themselves and to make a living out of wrestling. So whenever I see these girls get these opportunities, I'm just like, yes, like I'm their biggest cheerleader. Cause I'm just like, thank God. Because I think that we all of us who have been in this, you know, in this business for as long as I have, as long as like Candace has and several others, at this point, we do deserve it. You know, mm-hmm. we deserve to be signed somewhere. We deserve to have our name known and to make a living out of this because we were working in the circuit before we even had a spot, really.
Right.
You know, so, to me, it's just so exciting. And the way I look at it is, like you were saying, everybody's connected. So in a weird, almost like subconscious kind of way, it does elevate you as well. Because if you've had matches with these girls or you've been associated with them and then they get signed, a little bit of that falls back to you as well. Mm-hmm. So like, I think it's all good. You know, it's all helpful for like the women's division and I don't know, well, men too, of course, you know, but for the ladies, we've kind of like, we really do have to stick together because there's not like as many of us as there are men.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to like support each other and not be stupid, you know, like just don't like get catty. Don't be jealous. Mm-hmm. Like if somebody's getting an opportunity you want, you just need to work harder and, you know,
it will happen. Yeah.
No.
Timing is everything. Now, WOW did kind of like a rollout of people that they were signing or that they were adding to the roster. So the rollout of Kiera Hogan and the rollout of Tessa Blanchard. When they made these announcements, were you almost like in your mind creating a storyline like, okay, I definitely want to go against, for instance, Tessa because you already did something with her in China? What was your kind of thought process when they were making these new additions to the roster?
That was actually very specifically, Tessa and I had spoken and this was kind of like while she was in the talks, with them, mm-hmm. She and I were kind of discussing it and we both were just like, this is awesome. Like, because she and I have so much history together and, we've built like a really good, like frenemy, you know, vibe. And we both were just like, it'd be so cool if we work together, but like also if we don't, it's so cool that we're just on the same roster again. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you really do, because you see these girls that you're like, you know, even if you're like colleagues and you work together, you can still like really appreciate somebody or even still like kind of look up to them in a way. And I feel that way about a lot of these girls. And so yeah, I definitely was trying to like already snowball and kind of like push the envelope on, you know, matches I wanted and storylines I wanted. And with Kiera Hogan, she and I had not stepped in the ring before she got brought into the WOW, you know, ring and into the WOW, you know, locker room and everything. So I wasn't sure about her. I was just excited that she was here because I love her personality. I think she's like a really good addition. So I was like really excited and like hyped because I was like, I don't even know how she wrestles, but like, I just love her behind the scenes. So it's cool.
Yeah. We also did an interview with her and she was just so bubbly, but so fierce in the ring. And it's just so, it's crazy. It's really nice. Really nice girl. Now you have mentioned in interviews that there are no losses. There are learning experiences and winning. What is one or two things that you've learned throughout your career that you might want to pass on to people who are starting out in wrestling?
I would say my biggest like coined phrase that I tell people, and it's something that I've always really honed in myself, is watch yourself wrestling and ask yourself, would I buy a ticket to see me? And if your answer is no, then you need to work harder. So that's the thing, is you always want to be your biggest advocate. You want to always be your biggest fan, because nobody is going to talk about you like you. Nobody is going to believe in you like you. So you always have to ask yourself, would I pay to see me?
Nice. And now you've also said that you are deceptively strong. You're currently in the gym at the moment. So what's your workout program like?
So I have a dance, softball, and powerlifting background. So I am very agile. I'm very flexible, but I'm also very, very strong physically. Deadlifting is actually one of my strongest lifts. In fact, I was actually the first one put on this new campaign we're doing. It's called Like a Superhero, and it's on all of the WOW social media. And what we're doing is we're bringing people behind the scenes and showing them how we work out, how we actually work out, you know, in the gym. And I was the first one they put, and they put me, doing deadlifts, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. I was like, this is definitely my cup of tea. So that's something that I think surprises a lot of people, though, because I'm not the biggest, I'm not the tallest. I probably don't look the strongest. I'm bleach blonde and tan. I probably look like I'm a ditz, which is totally fine, because I then surprise people by how physically strong I am in the ring and how aggressive I actually am as a wrestler. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool.
And now you've battled a lot of people in the ring. Who's your favorite person that you want to battle again and that you haven't battled that you're hoping to battle in your wrestling career?
So I would say probably my favorite person and somebody that I haven't in a while would be Santana Garrett. She's actually the current champion of WOW Women of Wrestling. Mm-hmm. And she and I are just we're the yin and the yang to one another. I think that's really cool because, we are such different performers and we also physically look completely different, which is really cool because I love that visual effect of somebody looking totally opposite of you.
Right.
So she is somebody who has been one of my favorite opponents in the ring, and she is somebody that I want to, work with again for sure. Dream match wise, I don't typically hone in on one particular person because a lot of people end up surprising me with the type of connection that we have or don't have. So I like to be paired and not expect anything and then just go from there. I know that probably sounds really weird and very happenstance. Or taking chance, but that would be kind of my answer to it. I love being surprised and just seeing how we work together.
Okay. And now, I was there for the live performances, and almost every one of the WOW superheroes I've seen on social media, you can kind of get a little bit of their personality. Everyone except the Beast. Now, in the ring, she looks beyond scary. And I actually thought about that as far as with Tessa Blanchard. She has this personality where it's just like, I'm going to tear down everybody, but I've heard from other individuals, other wrestlers, that she's really a sweetheart. She's a really nice girl. Just don't cross her. But the Beast, I haven't heard anybody talk about her. I haven't seen her say anything on social media. I haven't really seen any interviews. What is she like behind the scenes?
Well, that is something that I think they're doing on purpose. They're poisoning people to wonder because during the season, they open up that can of worms, which is really cool. She and I don't typically travel together or anything like that. I've only been around her continuously on a couple of occasions. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she's a dominant force. She's an intimidating person when you really get into it. I think that the way people are going to be able to see her and see her story open up on WOW is really going to blow people away. It's really cool.
Okay. And now, as far as WOW, what can people expect? Or, what parts? I know you can't say much, and I haven't said much either because I don't want to get in trouble with anybody from WOW. But what can people expect? Because it's coming out this Friday. Why should people watch it?
So the thing about WOW is, we are a completely different branding of wrestling. We touched on this earlier about how we take that reality TV, that real life, behind the scenes look at our lives, and then we let those issues and we let those, quarrels and problems culminate in the wrestling ring. I think that's a totally different take. And then on top of that, our production is just next level. And I mean, come on, we're the only women's wrestling show, literally the only one. So, yeah, I would definitely say it's worth tuning into. I think it's cool that they believed in us to go back-to-back with New Japan. Mm-hmm. Because New Japan has a very cult-like following, and that just shows you how much Access and how much Mark Cuban, how much Jeannie Buss, and how much David McClain believe in us to let us, rival with and join in with those New Japan fans. You know, so it's definitely worth watching. I think people are going to be really surprised with the product.
I mean, you, and definitely, you know, one of the first, David McClain has, you know, set off, I wouldn't say he would have set off the women's movement before it started, because that's too much. But however, you know, with Glow and with WOW, and now the fact, for instance, WWE is now doing like a tag team champion for the women, that's going to be, you know, crossing brands. One, do you think once people see WOW, there's going to be way more opportunities that you're going to be afforded, stuff that you've wanted to do that you might not have gotten to do before?
I think so. And honestly, I would 100% say that he did start that women's involvement in the wrestling world. Of course, back in the 80s, it wasn't taken as seriously. So, of course, that was kind of the notion with Glow. I think that they wanted to tread lightly and make sure that it was still very entertaining so people could, like, dip their toes into the wrestling world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? With women. And, yeah, absolutely. I think that with us announcing that we were moving to TV, I think that that already started that snowball effect for other companies, because then all of a sudden there was an all women's pay-per-view. You know, now all of a sudden we have, you know, women's tag team. Mm-hmm. You know, just recently AEW Brandi Rhodes announced that the women are going to be having equal pay at entry level. You know, so I think that people are starting to realize, okay, WOW gets it. They know that people get behind all women's companies. Mm-hmm. And we kind of took that leap for them, and I'm just super happy to see other people following suit, because the more companies and the more notable companies that are doing these types of things for women's wrestling, it's just going to make everything else a lot easier, because now we have like a strong front of it.
Now, is there, or are there, have you ever been into, you have WOW, and then you also have, for instance, WWE, which is kind of the creme de la creme of everything. And then on top of that, you have the McMahons who are coming back, who are like reorganizing the whole situation. Have you ever been in talks with WWE? And, you know, is that one of the goals? Because I know a lot of women are also saying, that's not my goal. I want to travel the world. I love, you know, being able to, you know, figure out my own paycheck and do all that stuff and take time off when I need time off. So what side are you on?
I would say almost equal parts. WWE is the reason I became a wrestler. WWE is the reason why I, you know, had this crazy dream to begin with. And I have been in talks with them on and off. In fact, I was part of the inaugural Mae Young Classic. I did end up being pushed to being alternate, mm-hmm. Which then kind of opened my eyes to, like, okay. You know, it kind of makes you want to work harder for other companies who do believe in you. And WOW has always believed in me. So they are definitely my first choice when it comes to wrestling. And, you know, it is true. Once you start making your own schedules, you start arranging your own, you know, bookings, flights, pay, time off, it is really nice to have that leniency. Of course, you know, WWE, I'm not going to ever say, like, oh, I would never go there. That's not my point. But right now, that is not my goal.
Right.
In fact, I think one of my primary goals, obviously, is to flourish as Abilene Maverick for WOW. Mm-hmm. And then past that, I would love to join forces with companies like All Elite Wrestling, companies like, you know, Lucha Underground. You know, these are some of my goals that I have to kind of tap into those markets as well, but as Barbie Hayden, not as Abilene Maverick.
Nice. Now, you did mention you were alternate for, is it Mae Young, the first one?
Yes.
And then were you called back for the second one, or was?
Well, I was being lazy. It's 1,000% my fault. I ended up applying too late. Oh. And they even said, they were like, thank you so much for applying. Like, you know, things could have definitely been different. But we've already shut off like the application, you know, timeline, which is completely okay, because I realized it was because of me. It was because I was being lazy and I wasn't applying soon enough. Which, it was like really okay, because so many other things happened for me in that like time frame. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, us just announcing and signing the contract with Access for WOW happened during that time. So I didn't feel like I lost anything, because I ended up signing a TV contract during the time that I missed out on their one-off pay-per-view.
And one of your interviews, you said when it was announced that WOW would be on Access Television, you almost like teared up, because you were there when it was going, you know, straight to the internet, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
So what was the emotions involved with that?
Oh my God, I did. I cried. I like legit cried. So I was driving with my boyfriend. Well, he was driving. You know, it's one thing when you're in talks, it's another when you're sent the contract. And I was in the vehicle with him driving somewhere, wherever we were going, and I started crying while I was telling him about this, because I said, I have been in wrestling for a decade, and I finally, a decade later, have my TV contract. Like, I was like, I have worked my butt off. I have sacrificed so much. I've sacrificed parties, friendships, relationships, everything in between, just for this opportunity. And a big deal for me also, because my dad died when I was 18. He was the only person who really gave me the green light to be a wrestler. He really believed that I could do it. And he just thought it was cool that I was gonna like travel the world and everything. And he ended up passing away just weeks after saying this. He died unexpectedly. So, you know, for him to have said that and then passed away, it was just like a really weird timing thing. And then I became very close to my grandfather. You know, he's like my dad. He's one of my best friends. Honestly, I spend almost every day with him. In fact, I was just there today. And he can't get around. You know, he's on a walker. He can't come see me wrestle. And I realized that after all this time, this Friday night when we air on Access, he is going to be watching me on TV, and I'm going to be sitting there with him, able to watch this. And it's just, that's my greatest, you know, accomplishment, I think, because nothing can beat those real life moments and the people that you've fought so hard for. I don't know. It's just, it's so exciting. It's so nice to have something finally pay off.
Yeah. Like, you know, you put in all this hard work for your passion and then have the loved ones appreciate the passion and the work that you put in.
Yeah. He's so excited. He's like so proud of me. And he like, you know, he tells everybody. And we even watched the Dish interview segment. Uh-huh. It's like 30 minutes long. They interviewed David McClain.
Tessa.
What's that?
Tessa, Razor, yes. Yourself. Yeah, I saw that. It was a really great interview. I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, we watched it. And what's so funny is he forgets that I'm playing Abilene Maverick on there. So we get done watching it and he goes, who's Abilene Maverick? I was like, Turtle, come on. We call my grandpa Turtle. I was like, I have told you this on several occasions that that's the character name. And he was like, oh, well, I thought you were going to be Barbie Hayden. And I was like, no.
He's like, I just got used to Barbie Hayden. Now it's
getting. I know. And he's just like, okay, well, I guess Abilene Maverick it is.
And now, so we're in a new year, 2019. What are the goals and anything? I obviously, we know WOW, and I did see the interview where David said there's going to be a second taping and possibly some pay-per-views. Is there any goals that you have for 2019 and anything that you can announce, you know, exclusive on Women's Wrestling Weekly?
Unfortunately, I can't, because nothing is set in ink just yet. Mm-hmm. But once it is, I would love to come back and, you know, discuss that stuff with you guys. But for right now, I will say that my goals and my hopes are directly for WOW Women of Wrestling. I think that we should go international, and I think that we should go on tour. I think that a lot of people have already kind of, you know, played into this notion. They want to see us live. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people cannot get to LA at the Belasco Theater to see us live. Mm-hmm. So I think that we need to go on tour, and I really think we should get overseas, because that market is so much fun. You know, I've traveled the world, and I know that those fans would thoroughly enjoy this product. So those are my set goals for right now, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Because I feel with LA, we're kind of spoiled here, and you don't really know. I mean, you have two football teams. Like, you really don't know what we have, but
you're like,
yeah, I know. And it's just kind of like, you know, to have something. And then, like I said, I was there. So for you folks who haven't seen WOW or don't know what to expect, the production value, I can only imagine. It's vibrant colors, like everything was just well put together. So at least give it a try this Friday. I'm imploring you to. But yeah, definitely travel wise, and especially with people still associating David McClain with GLOW, and mm-hmm. you know, people are gonna put that into the same you know product with GLOW also being on Netflix. I mean, why not?
Yeah. I think it's perfect. I really do.
So now we're going to go into something called rapid fire. So we're going to, you know, I'm going to ask you a few questions. You're going to say the first thing that comes to the top of your mind. So we're going to have Miss Marissa hit the music. All right. So here we go. Always early or always late?
Always late.
Last person you text?
Preston.
Who's Preston?
My boyfriend.
Okay. I'm being really nosy. What is the one thing you love about yourself?
My cat.
Dream dinner guest.
Oh God, probably President Trump because he's so odd.
Who would play you in a movie?
Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, that's a good one. Last TV show you binge watched?
Oh, Brain.
If you were a crayon, what color would you be?
Black.
Favorite junk food?
Pizza.
Favorite wow superhero?
Emily Maverick.
If you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
Probably pizza.
And if you could listen to one album for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, this is perfect. Anything from the Used.
Okay. And then also, if you can have an artist come out with you, like a walkout, like for boxing, what artist or group would that be? Or which artist?
It would definitely be the Used. Has to. Favorite band of all time.
There you go. That was it. That wasn't that bad.
Like sweat.
Thank you so much for coming on. We definitely appreciate it. For you guys, like I said, definitely look out for WOWDS this Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, I think 8 p.m. Central.
Yes.
And are you going to be in the first episode, correct?
I am in the first episode, and I will be live tweeting as well.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So if people, you know, keep an eye out on my Barbie Hayden social medias and wow_Abilene mm-hmm. On both social medias, I'll be live tweeting the entire show.
Are you going to be able to live tweet from both social medias? Or are you going to just go back and forth?
Girl, you should see me. I am just like, I am like a guru when it comes to this thing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I try to do that with Women Wrestling Weekly. I try to live tweet for some events, and then I also try to do mine, and then I have another one. I'm just like, I can't.
It's brutal.
I can't do this. I can't do this. So give out your social media one more time so people can find you.
Okay, so if you are looking for all WOW superheroes, go ahead and just search WOW superheroes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or go to wowe.com. That's W-O-W-E. .com. For myself personally, you can find me at BarbiHayden. That's Barbie Hayden, or wow_Abilene. And that is going to be on Twitter and Instagram.
Thank you so much for coming on. We definitely look forward. Probably going to try to do something with WOW when you guys come back to film in LA. Have Women's Wrestling Weekly come out and do some stuff with you. Maybe get in the ring. Probably not. But definitely.
You totally should.
It's like, all I really want to do. And I know this is gonna take way more time. I just want to spear somebody, preferably like a hot guy. But that's all I really want to do. That's just that's the goal. That's it.
That's a new goal of mine now.
I mean, it just looks, you know, you spear them and then you're just there.
Oh, I fall in here on top of you.
Accidentally.
Oh, no.
Thank you so much for coming on. Definitely look forward to see you on Friday. All right, folks, so we're going to hit the star of the week real quick.
Women's Wrestling Star of the Week.
So our Women's Wrestling Star of the Week is going to be, she's an actress and a wrestler, Vanessa Bourne, who is currently signed to WWE, where she works in their developmental territory for NXT. She made her in-ring debut in 2016 and made her WWE NXT debut shortly after that at a live event. You need to check out Vanessa Bourne's matches with Serena Webb, Kiera Sane, and Nikki Cross for sure, especially during the... she was in the Mae Young. And also, fun fact, she graduated from Arizona State University and worked as a Fox Sports Arizona presenter. She was also a Phoenix Sun dancer and also Arizona Cardinals cheerleader prior to her wrestling career. So definitely very, very active. So definitely check her out on NXT. Now that brings us to our poll question. So our poll question is, who do you have in a match? Would it be Tessa Blanchard or Ronda Rousey? Definitely two different promotions, but, you know, both badass women. So we'll see how you guys feel about that. So would it be Tessa Blanchard or Ronda Rousey? You can go on our poll on Twitter or on Instagram and vote. And we definitely thank you guys for checking in as far as making comments, all that good stuff. If you have a star of the week that you want us to cover, let us know on our Twitter and Instagram page at WPW Weekly. Evan T. Mack, like I said, is out, but you can follow him at Evan T. Mack on everything. And definitely give AfterBuzz TV a follow as well if you're not on YouTube, AfterBuzz TV Wrestling and Sports, and also all the social medias as well. Other than that, we thank you so much for watching the show and making our show the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad. You can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. Until next time, ciao.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.